We already tried to pursue here and now, life and death, delusion and reality. And we all took off and here and now, here now. And life and death, life death. We took all the and. What delusion and reality? Can we take the and? Delusion, reality. We didn't take this, did we? We didn't take this and off. Maybe it is not possible to take it. Here and now. We make here now. Life and death. We make life death or death life. And delusion and reality. Delusion, reality. Maybe not. None. Today, shall we try to challenge the universe and ourselves? Yeah. Universe and ourselves. And also, I don't like and. Please take off. Take and off. And what can you get? What? Okay. Universe, ourselves. Yes? No. Universe self. Universe self or cosmos self. This is my second present to you today. First one is that. Second present to you is cosmos self. Or universe self. Universe and ourselves. Not two, but not one. Hold on, what? If so, what? What? Some example. One raindrop falls on the surface of the water. Yes? And ripple is expanding. Yes? And the expanding ripple until is it lasting or expanding and to where until where is it going?
Is it just you? It's there.
Uh-huh. Is it limited? Is there any limitation or any what?
Edge.
Is there any edge or not? Yes? Yes? Where is the edge? Sorry?
The shore.
The other shore? If the ripple very tiny ripple hit the shore, and then the shore, what happens? Keep going, no? Keep going. Yes, of course. Keep going. So even shore cannot stop the energy. No? So where is it going? Sorry?
Infinite.
Oh, infinite. No? And in that it is we chanted in the Metta Sutta. Every time I notice this part, Metta Sutta, okay. Every time when I read this, I feel this. In the Metta Sutta, light streaming forth in every direction, touching and illuminating all beings without exception, in limitless and endless space, above, below, and across, without obstruction or grasping thought. This is very like such an energy, one drop of rain. I feel very similar. This is example. And what is the one rain drop? What is it? Sorry?
Universe.
And you? Oh no. Yes? You. Each one of us, a very unique raindrop. Yes, we are the raindrop, yes. And at the same time, elementary particle. So, raindrop, for example, on the surface of the Pacific Ocean, and one more raindrop falls, the neighbor raindrop. Both ripples are expanding, both, two. And what happens? What is happening? Ripples of one raindrop is edgelessly expanding. The neighbor, one more raindrop, the ripple also change, edgelessly expanding. And one raindrop, in fact, ripples is it external body, external substance or energy field of one raindrop. Yes? One raindrop has external body, that is ripple. and ageless. It is ageless. Yes? One raindrop. And the neighbor also. Neighbor raindrop has ageless external body, external energy field has. That means one raindrop contains neighbor's universe. One raindrop has its own universe, yeah? And include others, all other bodies. So you include me. You are including me, my universe. You are your own universe. You are your own universe. Me too. Oh. Mutually inclusive. English, mutually inclusive or mutual inclusive. Mutually inclusive. Yes? Okay. So mutually inclusive. Yeah. Anything which exists, any existence is include whole universe. Of course, whole universe include one particle. So my question is, what is the difference between one elementary particle and whole universe? Is there any difference? Mutually also, one elementary particle contains all the whole universe. Am I right? Mutually inclusive. And each one of us, a very unique universe. No independent, separate self. We are not individual. Separate self. This means heart, in the Heart Sutra we chant emptiness. Emptiness means this. There is no separate self. Empty of separate self. That is what Heart Sutra means. Therefore, ageless. One existence is universe. Wonderful news. But our intellectual understanding is useless. Even if we understand such a reality, not so useful. Yes, or very useful. So, if it is useful, just me understanding intellectually, we don't need to see things other. We need experience of this, not understanding, not we need experience. We need experience of this. So, why are you hesitating so much every day? We are, in fact, experiencing. We are experiencing. You are experiencing. But you don't perceive, you are not aware of, you are not aware, awareness. Habitually, you are passing by, without accepting, without experience. Moment by moment, yes. Breath by breath. We are actualizing, embodying this cosmic reality. Cosmic body. But we don't accept. We are ignoring, refusing. Habit, because of habit, habitually. So what shall we do? What can we do? This is our koan. Always our koan. Any idea? We know already, intellectually we know it. Buddha, whole universe, embodying of universe, each one of us. But, so what? We know, but useless. So what shall we do? What can we do? This is our very plain daily koan. Any idea? Okay, so do it immediately, directly. Breath by breath. So already we took off and we take, we took and off. So we are direct universe. No border, no separation. What we need is just do. Just breathe. Are you now breathing?
Yes.
Okay. No. So, no, without obstruction, without obstruction or grasping thought. But still, I know, still on the conveyor belt of habit. We are still conveyor belt of time. Not now. Not now. We are not now. We are still going from past to present future. Habits. My sword is not sharp enough to cut your head off. I need more sharper weapon. I usually don't use a stick at all. But I have. Sorry? To? Stick. To use the stick. As you like, I can use an iron stick. But the stick, depends on the person, it's useful. So, what shall we do?
Stick?
Stick. Stick, formless one, sharper. Formless stick. Maybe more useful, I thought, from when you sit in darling. I pour water on your head. More wakeful. Okay, shall we? Silent stick. I cut all of you now, one by one. Okay, enough. No spare time. You already cut my head off. Thank you very, very, very much. Okay, we sit. We sit in Zazen, okay. As we are now. Sometimes I may disturb you with my chattering. I don't know. In fact, I don't know what is coming through my instrument. I don't know. This. Please follow to me together. With whole body and mind, wholeheartedly, mindfully, with whole your being. This ripple is edgelessly lasting, edgelessly. This. without reaching any shore. This shore. No other shore. Okay, this is the mantra. So when you, in your daily lives, when you sit in Zazen, you can do this. Breath by breath, this. Instead of counting from 1 to 10, you can do this. And then you are not disturbed by your jump monkeys. Whenever you are disturbed by your monkeys, just do this. Through your straightened spine. This direction. Not this direction. This direction is construction. Thought construction. This direction. Don't brick layer. Brick. Don't construct. Just opposite direction. Okay, during this session also please do this. Our intellectual interference, no problem with this one mantra. Yeah? But do this mindfully. With peaceful, very peaceful effort. Not hard effort, without tension. This is not tension. This is not tension. With out breath. What I experienced with Kowang Mu. When I was 25 years, I did this. And I completely surrendered anything I consumed. Only this. And then universe. There's me. Answer by itself. Yeah. Please do this. Without hard effort, without effortful effort, just peacefully. Each breath. You can do without voice, without uttering, without utta. Atta. We can do this. Otherwise, we are easily, we sit habitually. This is not Zazen. With a straightened spine. Please, okay. Thank you very much.